Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in Talmidic methodology. We are in Sefer Midos L'Chaker Halacha. Abraham Moshe Victor Amiel, Zichrono Levracha. The shiur should be a special from Rav Marasi, for Nechaket was Rav Chaim Tzvi, and for the entire world to be Le'ivasha B'tshuva Solamim. We're in Daf Mem Ches, Os Samach Gimel. The Rav says that whenever we say Kol HaOmed, whenever something is going to happen, as if it's already happened, like Kol HaOmed Lizor Kizaruk Dami, it doesn't mean b'metzias that it already happened, only in the world of din. It doesn't mean that in reality, that's the midah working on our metzias v'din. It doesn't mean kol ha'omed that it actually happened in reality. It means that it happened in halacha. It's a lamdisha zrika, kol ha'omed lizorok zarek dami, but not a practical zrika. And with this, we can answer the kasha of why it isn't mutter to eat the besar ha'karban after the blood was already received in the kos, even if it was nishbach lifnei hazrika. If the blood was nishbach lifnei hazrika, we say you can't do zrikas hadam. You say we can't eat the basar. Why do you say you can't eat the basar if the blood spilled before the zrika? Why don't we say kol omed lezorka zarek tami? We say that by kedushas halechem. When it comes to a carbon tamid, it says in the Gemara that if the blood was miskabel bekos and then it was nishbach, the bread is holy, because kol omed, because since the blood was going to be thrown, as if it was already thrown. So even if it was nishbach, the bread is sanctified. So why don't we say the same thing about eating the besar karban? So the answer is that when it comes to hechshar karban, we need a zrika b'metzias, mamish. So if it wasn't mamish through a spill in the thrown of the mizbeach, then there's no hechshar karban, because there's an inherent connection between the blood and the karban, obviously. So we need a metzias tika zrika ala mizbeach, not a lamdisha zrika. When it comes to kedusha lechem, the metzias, there's no kesher between the lechem and the dam. It's just a kesher dini. It's just a halachic, it's a lamdisha connection, it's a conceptual connection. But there's no real, concrete, physical metzias tika connection. And therefore, when it comes to kedusha lechem, we say that kol ha'omed lizro kezarek tami, the fact that the blood was going to be thrown, even if it was spilled on the ground, it didn't end up being thrown, it's as if it was sprinkled on the mizbeach, and that is enough to be machshir the lechem. So when it comes to lechem, it's enough to have a kesher dini. So as long as in halacha kol ha'omed lizro kezarek tami, that suffices. When it comes to the heilig carbon, for hechsher carbon, we don't say kol ha'omed lizro kezarek tami. There you need a metzias of zrika. When it comes to the hechsher lechem, you need only a din of Zerika. And there you can say, kol omid lizor gezerik dami. Now, since the musig of kol omid was said only bedin and not b'metzias, therefore, you cannot have a tziur of kol omid where the din that is created by the kol omid is going to contradict the din that should have been had it happened before. Okay? So the kol ha'omed is only to create a din that would have been created had it actually happened. And with that, we could be miyashev the Gemara in Menachos Nafir Aleph Amid Beis. There the Gemara is talking about when someone was mafresh arba kematzim l'shnei bezichim. A person separated arba kamatzim four fistfuls of which are kamatzim for the two spoons of the lechem apanim instead of two kamatzim. What is the lechem apanim supposed to have? They're supposed to have, they have two bezichim, they have two spoons, and in each spoon you're supposed to have a kometz of lavona, of frankincense. So he was mafresh four kamatzim for the two bezichim. So that's no good. So the din is, if two of them became lost, two of these kamatzim became lost before the removal of the spoons, so then lo hukbu, they are not established as part of the offering, and the lechem apanim is therefore valid. But if the two of them became lost, the two extra ones became lost after the removal of the spoons, hukbu, they are established as part of the offering, and the lechem apanim is disqualified, since the removal of the lavona from the breads is equivalent to the kamitz of an ordinary mincha. If the extra lavona was still there when the bezichin were removed, it's established as part of the carbon. And what's the din? Din is that it passes the lechem. But if the extra lavona was lost or had been taken away before the spoons were removed, then the lechem apanim remains valid. So the Gemara says, why does Rami Bar Chama have to teach us this? It's the same as he said earlier in the Gemara. Earlier in the Gemara, a few lines before, it says that if a person was mafresh two kematzim of lavona for the mincha, how many kematzim of lavona do you need for the mincha? Only one. He was mafresh two, they're not established as part of the mincha. And if avedim are called them a kemitza, and then one of them was lost before the kemitza, then they were not established as part of the mincha, and the mincha is valid. But if one of the kometz of Lavona, one kometz of Lavona was lost after Kemitza, they were both established as part of the Mincha, and the Mincha is therefore invalid because of the excessive Lavona that it contained at the time of the Kemitza. So here also you see, you already see, that the time of the Kemitza is Koveh. If at the time of the Kemitza it had the extra Lavona, it's no good. But if it was lost before the Kemitza, if it was lost before they actually did the Kemitza, then if the extra Lavona was lost before the actual Kemitza, then it's fine. That's exactly what it's saying over here by the Lechem Apanim. Because Mafresh four Kematzim for Shnei Bezichim, if it was lost before the removal of the Bezichim, then it's Beseder. If it was lost after, then it's considered extra, because B'shas, the removal of the Bezichim, there was extra Lavona, and therefore that passes the Lechem Apanim. So the exact same din that we see by the Mincha, we see by the Lechem Apanim. So why does Rami Bar Chaim have to teach us both? The Gemara says, no. Mal the same Kevin the Bar comments the day, Kevin she gives man a lefar, command the freakadam, yakam ashmalan. You might have said that since its comments is already determined, as soon as its time for removal from the Shulchan arrived. In other words, when you're talking about a mincha, the lechem apanim, the bezichin are separate from the actual lechem. That's what it means. Bara komitz didei. Komitz ha'alvona matir ota mivurar bebezichin. It's separate with the bezichin, and it's not mixed in with the lechem apanim. So we can say that since he gives man lefarka, since the time came to remove the bezichei levona, in other words, b'shas karban musaf, now is the time to remove the bezichei levona, you might say command afrika damya. It's as if they're already removed, and then the extra kamatzim were established with the mincha b'psul, and even if they were lost before the actual removal of the bezichin, it's too late, because once the time has already come lefarka, it's as if it's already been removed. So kamash malah, no, that even by lechem apanim we say, we don't say keman, kevin she gives man lefarka keman defrika damya. We say, no, that if the kamatzim were lost before the actual removal of the zikim befoal, then the lechem apanim is kosher. It has to actually be done before. The spoons have to be removed, the lavona has to be removed before. And it's not enough that the time has came for the removal, and therefore it's as if it's already been removed. And if there are four kamatzim, then we're going to pass all the lechem apanim. He says, as long as it hasn't been removed in practice, that's it, it's too late. If it hasn't been removed in practice, then we say we don't say it's too late. If it hasn't been removed in practice, then we say it's not as if it's been removed. But if it's removed befo'al b'metzias, and therefore k'matzim, then it's no good. But if the time has come for it to be removed, but it hasn't yet been removed, doesn't matter. It's not going to be possible yet. Just because the time has come to remove, we don't say it has actually been removed. So if the time has come to remove the bezichin, and he hasn't yet removed them, but before the actual removal of the bezichin, two of the kamatzim were lost. Since b'metzias, when he removed the bezichin, there were only two kamatzim, and not four, the lechem apanim is kosher. So we don't say that the time coming is if it's already been done. So that gemara is contrasted by the Rishonim to the gemara on Daf Ches Amud Beis. Excuse me, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. It says in Daf Ches Amud Aleph that, talking about the Lechem Apanim, that if before the Bezichei HaLavona, the spoons of the Lavona were removed, the bread was broken, then the lechem apanim is pasul, and you're not makdi the bezichin, because that's like a din of a mincha shenechzer kodin kemitzah shepsula. A mincha that became chaser before the kemitzah is going to be pasul. So too, if the bread broke, it's pasul. But imi sheparka nifras lechma. But if after the prika, if after the removal of the bezichin, the bread was cut, so then the lechem is pasul. Like the din of shirayim shechaser ben kemitzah laktara that are aser ba'achila. Like the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha that was lost between, that became chaser between the kemitza and the haktara, so that's going to be aser b'achila. So to hear, the bread was broken after the silik habezichin, and the bread itself is pasul, but makdir alav es habezichin, but you're still allowed to be makdir the bezichin. Why? Because when the bezichin were removed, the bread was shalim. And Rabbi Lazar says, hold on tight, that you don't actually have to remove the bezichin. All that has to happen is it's the time to remove the bezichin. Since it's the time to remove the bezichin, it's as if they've already been removed. So if the time has come to remove the bezichin of the lechem upon him, and then the bread became nifras, was broken, the bread of the lechem upon him was broken, you can still bring the bezichin. Why? Because since the time has come to do the peirik, the time is done to do the peirik of the mincha, of the lechem apanim, even though he didn't do it before, it's as if he did it. So what do we say? We say it's even though the time hasn't come, it's as if he already did it, it's as if he already moved the bezichin, even though he didn't do it before. So Belazar says that the moment, since the time has come to do prika, to remove the bezichin, it's as if he already removed them. And Yenadaf Yerala from Rami Bar Chama says, no, we don't say that since the time has come to remove the bezichin, it's as if he already removed them. So which one is it? Do we say Kemichi is Gizman Alefari Kemisha Pirka Dami or not? And Afches, we say it is Kemisha Pirka, it's as if he removed them when the time has come. And Yenadaf Yerala, if not. So, some say it's Pashat HaMachlokas HaSugyas. It's Rami Bar Chama against Rabbi Lazar. But Rabbi Amiel in his Sefer Darkei Moshe, Derech HaKodesh, and he brings it here, answers based on his Yisod. What's his Yisod? His Yisod is that what happens we only say this din of Kol HaOmed when it's going to happen, as if it's already happened, if it's going to accomplish what it normally accomplishes when it already happens. So where does this din of it being brought lead us? To Hechsher, not to Psul. We can only use the din of Kol HaOmed, like for example with the Kedushas HaLechem b'Menachos, right? We say that when the blood spilled, before the Zrikas Hadam, the bread of the carbon todah is going to be kosher, because even though the blood wasn't spilled on the Mizbeach, nevertheless, Kol Omed Lizrok, it was spilled before on the ground. It wasn't on the Mizbeach, but since it was Omed Lizrok, that's enough. That's Machshir the Lechem. This Zrika is a Pu'ula that is Machshir something. So, when we're in the Sugya and Dav Ches, Misha Pirka Nifras Lachma, that after the removal of the Bezichin, then the bread became Chaser, then the bread broke, we say that it's kosher. So then on that, Rabbi Elazar says, you know, you don't even have to actually remove the Bezichin. Just the fact that the time came, because the Kol HaOmed is going to bring us to Hechsher. So here we have the musig of Kol HaOmed, that Kol HaOmed creates the din of what will happen in the actual Metzius. The Metzius of the Silik HaBezichin is in order to be Machshir the Lechem. So the Kol HaOmed here is also going to be Machshir the Lechem. So here we can say Kol HaOmed and Afches. So when the bread breaks after the time has come to remove the Bezichin, it's if the Bezichin already removed, and therefore the Bezichin are kosher, because the Silik HaBezichin is a hechsher for the, well, here the bread isn't going to be kosher, but at least the bezichin is going to be kosher, because the right, because it says in the Gemara that mishapirka, if bread broke after it was removed, the lechem is pasul, but you're allowed to be makter the bezichin. And then on that, Rav Elazar says lo pirka mamish. So if the loaf breaks after the time for removal has passed, even if nothing had been actually removed, the lavon is fit for the mizbeach, as though the removal had already taken place. Because the removal of the bezichin is putting of the bezichin on the mizbeach, the removal of the bezichin is a hechsher. That's what's machshir the lavona to be brought on the mizbeach. So here we can say kol haomed. So the time has come to remove the bezichin. He hasn't actually removed them. Now the bread breaks. We say kol haomed. It's as if he already removed the bezichin, because that's going to bring us to a place of hechsher. That's the purpose of this rule of kol haomed. Just like when you actually did it, it's kosher. So too, if Kol HaOmed, if you're going to do it, it's also as if you already did it and it's kosher. So the removal of the bezichin is what allows us to burn them on the mizbeach. So if the bread broke after the time for the removal of the bezichin, as if they were actually removed, he can burn the bezichin on the mizbeach. He can burn the lavon on the mizbeach. The lavon and the bezichin and the spoons. But when it comes to the Sugya of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, there it's going to bring us to psul. Right? If we say that if he designated four kamatzim for the two spoons of the lechem upon him instead of two kamatzim, therefore we say kol haomed, that if the time has already come to remove the spoons, it's as if he already removed them, and that's going to mean that the lechem upon him is going to be pasul, because at this time there are four kamatzim. So since the kol haomed is going to bring us to psul, there are going to be four kamatzim, we don't say kol haomed. And we say only if befoal the two kamatzim were removed before the loss of the extra two kamatzim, or before the removal of the extra two kamatzim, only then is the lechem hapanim pasul. If the two kamatzim removed before the loss of the extra two, then it's going to be before. Then the lechem upon him is going to be pasul. And if they were removed before, if the extra kamatzah removed before the removal of the tubazichin, and it's going to be kosher. It all depends on what he actually did it. We don't say kevin shigiyaz mana lefarka commander frikadami like the Gemara says. Why don't we say it? Because if we say that, then it's going to bring to a psul. Because then once the time has come to remove the two bezichin, even if he didn't actually remove them, it's as if he removed them, and since they're four now, he hasn't removed the extra two, that's going to passel the lechem upon him. So if this kolome is going to passel the lechem upon him, we don't say kolome. So it has to be b'metzias. It has to be that the metzias, he removed the two bezichin when they were an extra two. Then it's going to become puzzle. But not if the time has already come and he hasn't yet removed them. That's not going to... He hasn't yet removed the extra two. That is not going to pass the lechem upon him. Because the time, we don't say commander freak, it's as if he already removed them once the time has come, and therefore that's going to pass... The lechem is going to be puzzle because there are four kamatzim. Because that kola omeid, so once the time has come, as if he already did, it's going to cause a psul. Kola omeid doesn't cause a psul. Kola omeid is when you're going to do it as if you already did it, when you're going to do it the hechsher. It's as if you already did it. Because the doing it is brings a hechsher, not a psul. Doing it is supposed to bring a hechsher. Removing the bezichin is supposed to bring a hechsher, not a psul. So if the kol ha'omed is going to bring to a psul, we don't say kol ha'om, we don't say it's as if it's already done. And that's this again, yod aleph amid beis. Therefore, we don't say commander frigatam, because that's going to, if you say once the time has come, if you haven't yet removed the extra bezichin, it's as if you remove them. If the time has come, you haven't removed the bezichin that you're supposed to remove. The two. If the time has come to remove them and you haven't removed them, it's as if you did, and they're an extra two there right now, and that's going to passel the lechem upon him. So we don't say it's as if you already did it once the time has come to do it. You actually have to do it. You have to remove the two bezichin when the extra two haven't yet been lost to remove. That's going to passel it, if you did it by metzias. But we don't say once the time has come as if you did it. Hashem came when it comes to the Sugyan Daf Ches, there the Kol HaOmed is going to bring to a Hechsher. We say that since you were going, it's the time has come to remove the Bezichin, now that Nifras HaLechem, the bread was broken before the Bezichin were actually removed, we say Kol HaOmed, because just like had you removed them before, that would have brought to a Hechsher. So too, when the time has come to remove them, even if he didn't remove them, the kol ha'omeid also brings you to hechsher. So that's the rule. The kol ha'omeid has to bring to hechsher. That's a sugya and daf ches. And if it brings to psul, and yad aleph, that's no good, because this is a din. The kol ha'omeid is a din. And this din is designed to bring to hechsher, not to psul. Because the actual doing it is supposed to bring to hechsher, not to psul. So to the din, that it's as if you did it, also brings to hechsher, not to psul. It's Hashem. In the next shir, we will continue with this beautiful mid of Mitzvahs and Din, and we should be Zocha Lomar Ulelamid Lishma Vlas Lekhaim Skol Vesam Torah Sabi Hava Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.